You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com and joined by my old friend T.R. Sullivan, who covers the Rangers for MLB.com. T.R., you had a great story this week on Robinson Chirinos, the catcher. It's a fascinating guy. He's 30 years old, 1,136 games in the minor leagues, only a handful of at-bats in the big leagues. What is it that has impressed the Rangers about Chirinos in the feeling that he can be their starting catcher, at least on the interim, till the kid Alfaro is ready?
Well, Richard, this guy was an infielder when he was signed with the Cubs out of Venezuela, and I think it was about 2009. You know, he switched to catcher, and he's still learning the position, and he made tremendous strides last year, and he gives credit to the Rangers catching instructor, Hector Ortiz, who's now their first base coach. And they worked really hard on a lot of things. And, you know, the one tangible thing that you can point to is how well he threw the ball getting out base stealers. You know, he threw out 36.2% last year, which was the best in the American League. So that just shows you overall how much he's improved as a catcher. And as Jeff Banister said, you know, this guy still has upside. He still has more improvement to do. And they feel like this guy can really hold down the pitching staff, hold down the defensive part. You know, he hit 13 home runs last year, so it gives you a little bit of offense as well.
Yeah, you know, and we saw it in Houston with Brad Ausmus, how he gave the pitchers such a confidence to be able to get into a routine. Brad Lidge felt like he could let his slider go, and, it, you know, you basically had Ozzie Smith back there behind the plate. In terms of the Rangers and their catcher, do they probably feel they have enough offense in other parts that his job one will to make Darvish, Holland, et cetera, feel comfortable? Is that going to be his first thing, is to just to handle the glove part of it?
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, if you look at the Rangers' offense, I mean, a lot depends on Prince Fielder coming back and being the guy that he once was or close to it. You know, the same way with Shin-Soo Choo. You know, when you talk about catcher in baseball, you know, you got to have a defensive catcher. You got to have a guy who can throw out base runners. You got to have a guy who can block the ball, a guy who works with pitchers. And that's what they feel like Robinson Chirinos has made tremendous strides doing.
And, TR, in terms of spring training competition, is left field the only part of the opening day lineup? Let's just say that Prince and Choo are okay. Is that the competition in spring training, or is there more to be decided than that?
Well, it's kind of an axis of left field and designated hitter. You know, they think Mitch Moreland can be their designated hitter, at least against right-handed pitching. But, you know, those two spots, left field and DH, are places where guys can win a job, whether it's a platoon guy, a full-time guy, a fourth outfielder, a fifth outfielder, whatever. There are a lot of ways the Rangers can go. If you look at the guys that they've assembled, you know, they got right-handed power, they got left-handed power, they got guys that can run. They just have a whole lot of different guys who can play, you know, either DH, left field, fourth outfielder, or some kind of utility role. So they've got a lot of moving parts, and there's a lot of ways they can mix and match.
And the bullpen, Feliz, I think, is going to be down to pitch the ninth inning. Are they going to pencil, or will it be that definite, to have Sheppers be the eighth inning guy? How does the bullpen line up in front of Neftali Feliz?
Right now, Tanner Sheppers is the eighth inning guy. I mean, Jeff Banister has made that clear. And they have Sean Tolleson, who pitched very well last year, kind of in a middle relief role. You know, I think he's going to be in the bullpen. They've got a lot of guys that they can look at. You know, intriguing guy, Richard, is a guy named Ramon Mendez, probably the hardest thrower they have, you know, outside of Sheppers. This is a guy that, you know, could be like what Kansas City had with Herrera and Davis, a guy can be a seventh-inning guy and be lights out. You know, they're a little light on the left-hand side. I think that's a concern going into camp. But they got a lot of right-handed guys that they like. You know, Phil Klein's a guy, John Edwards. I mean, several guys that they can look at to fill roles.
Well, I love one of your stories this week. You pointed out how John Daniels had an under-the-radar offseason, but that he shored up depth. He created competition all around the infield. He didn't make the splashy move, obviously. But I guess as we go to spring training here, John feels pretty good about where they are in terms of the roster, you know, as they try to find out the health of certain guys.
Well, I think one of the big things was getting Giovanni Gallardo from from the Brewers.
Right.
I mean, that gives them a very credible, you know, legitimate top-of-the-rotation guy. It really makes their rotation a lot better. And, you know, Richard, we know that when your rotation is solid, you got a chance to be a good baseball team. And that was the big move they made this offseason. And in other areas, they added a lot of depth. They've added a lot of guys who, you know, have a chance to really help. And, you know, they got sorted out in spring training. But once you get a guy like Gallardo, that clears up a lot.
Yeah. All right, TR, we're on the final countdown here, and I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.